Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Are you registered to vote in Phoenix?
Oh, I've already taken the survey.
Oh, well, maybe this is a different survey? Did we find
out?
What
was that?
Can we find out if it's the same survey?
Yeah. Never mind.
Thank you. Now, first of all, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
I don't think I'll vote.
Oh, okay. Or is there another person at home who is certain to vote? Because I think that the quotas are already filled for that one.
No, no one's currently home. I'm the only one home.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time. Oh, it seems that, yes, that we have a little bit of quota. Now, in what year were you born?
2005.
Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
I'm Hispanic.
Thank you. Now, thinking about your voting in the November election, would you say that you are personally not too motivated to vote, somewhat motivated to vote, extremely motivated to vote, or, I'm sorry, very motivated to vote, or extremely motivated to vote?
Wait, what was the first one?
Not too motivated to vote.
Not too motivated to vote.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I think things have gotten off on the wrong track.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please just say so. The first one is Katie Hobbs.
Never heard of that person.
Then we have Anna Hernandez.
Never heard of that person.
Carlos Galindo Elvira.
Never heard that person.
Marcelino Quiñones.
Never heard that person.
And Kate Gallego.
Never heard of that person.
Thank you. Now, overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Phoenix City Council is doing?
What was that?
Do you approve or disapprove of the job of the city, the Phoenix City Council is doing?
I approve.
And do you strongly approve or just somewhat?
Just somewhat.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I don't know.
If you had to choose?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates from your area were Marcelino Quiñones, Michael Nowakowski, Martin Bridgman, Emilio Avila, and Anna Hernandez, for whom would you vote? Marcelino Quiñones, Michael Nowakowski, Martin Bridgman, Emilio Avila, or Anna Hernandez?
Maybe Anna Hernandez.
Thank you. And how certain are you to... How certain are you that you would vote for Anna Hernandez? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Thank you. Now, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for city council. Is it water quality and supply, jobs and economic development, racial equity, street and road maintenance, public transportation, homelessness, housing costs, crime, or climate change and excessive heat?
Can I pick two?
Just one for this one.
Oh, okay. Housing costs.
Housing costs. Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Ana Hernandez. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Ana Hernandez for Phoenix City Council. The first one is, Ana Hernandez is a state and community activist. On the city council, Ana will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect our water supply. Your options were, do you find that very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Then we have, Hernandez believes in a woman's right to choose, and she will stand up to lawmakers who want to take away that choice. And she will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix.
I pick one, right, out of all of
them? Yes. Do you find that statement very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not convincing at all to vote for or to support Ana Hernandez?
Very convincing.
Very convincing. Then the second to last, we have Anna's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability for police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root causes of crime.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. And the last one we have, Ana believes that climate change poses a serious threat to Phoenix. She will work to help address the effects of climate change, including access to water for all Phoenix residents.
Very convincing.
Thank you very much. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Marcelino Quiñones. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Marcelino Quiñones for Phoenix City Council. The first one we have, Marcelino is a state senator and longtime resident of South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Then we have Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police precinct in Loving.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Then we have the local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with the local business community to attract more high-paying and union jobs.
Very convincing.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is Marcelino has been a champion of first-time home buyers programs in the state Senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix. And he will work with community groups to get unhoused people off the street and into housing programs.
Very convincing.
Thank you very much. After hearing more information, if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates were only Marcelino Quiñones and Ana Hernandez, for whom would you vote? Marcelino Quiñones or Ana Hernandez or someone else?
Marcelino.
Thank you very much. And finally, I would just like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
As a Democrat.
Democrat, thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Not a very strong Democrat.
Thank you. And in thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal? Excuse me?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Yes. Would you? Yes.
I think liberal.
Liberal. And do you feel that you're somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
Thank you. Do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I'm living with family.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I am living with family.
With family, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Jacob.
Jacob?
Yes.
Thank you. And with this, we'll conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.